either tonight or tomorrow to Moscow. He tells me that things are under control. His first call, I believe, was with Boris Yeltsin. He stated his sincere appreciation to the people of the United States and others around the world for their support for democracy and reform. And he sounded in good physical condition. Indeed, his voice was buoyant. And Barbara was with me, and we both asked him to convey our respects to Reyes, which he very kindly made references to his friendship with Barbara and me on a personal basis. But it was good. It was a good talk. It's a good development. And now he will be going back to Moscow and hopefully working with the Presidents of the Republic, Nazarbayev and Khrushchev, the Ukraine leader, staying with him. There's a good basis now for all of this, so we'll see what happens, but in his view, the constitutional authorities are back in power, and democracy and freedom and reform have prevailed, and that's his assessment. I hope that it's not a how to head of where things stand in Moscow. I've not talked again to President Yeltsin, but he believes that Moisheyev has ordered the forces back to their bases. And all in all, it's a very, very positive development.
Did he discuss the circumstances surrounding his confinement?
No, he didn't, except that his guards, he did say, stayed very loyal to him.
Does that mean he was never under actual
I have no idea. I didn't go into all of that.
Did you get any detail on the 10+1 agreement?
No. We just got a detail on the fact that freedom and democracy have prevailed, and he's expressing his sincere appreciation to us.
And that had he talked to people from the coup that assured him that the coup was over?
I don't know. There are all kinds of wild rumors about what's happened to the people involved in the coup, but I don't want to go into that. Some of them may be accurate and some may not. But he was anticipating some of them coming to see him. He said that to me, but whether that proves to be the case or not, I don't know.
What do you consider the president again? What's his status?
He feels that way.
And did he say what happened in the last couple of hours?
No, it was just the fact that he was elated, and it sounded like for the last hour he was back fulfilling his duties and calling the shots.
What do you consider the main factor in the failure of the coup?
The fact that they underestimated democracy and freedom. And you can't put it back in a box, these totalitarian systems. You can't have them come out and take over. You can't put freedom and democracy back into a box and keep it contained. And that's what happened. And as a matter of fact, that's one of the things Gorbachev said. And certainly Yeltsin feels that way.
Do you know anything about the suicide of Gaza?
No.
Did he know anything? Did he say anything?
No. No.
What did he say about?
I talked to Jim Baker, who was it? Jimmy had talked to Yanayev. No, not Yanayev. Yakovlev. Yakovlev is who we had talked to, and Yakovlev had some information on that. But it's all. I don't want to repeat it because I don't know that it's true. There's too many rumors around out there.
What did Gorbachev say about the origins of the coup? What the coup?
He didn't say any more than I've told you. I really, Norm, have given you the main substance of this talk. We will obviously try to cooperate with the Soviet Union back in constitutional hands and with the Russian Republic with respect for the way Boris Yeltsin has conducted himself, these other republics that apparently have stood firm with the put down of the coup and stood firm and loyal to the constitutionally authorized President Gorbachev. So I think it's a very fine day. It's been an emotional day in a sense, with these being right in the middle of this history. And I think people know of my respect for Gorbachev, indeed the way I feel about him, and I was just delighted to hear that he was fine, and delighted that he was here to do well. Well, we placed the call. It's a little unclear. I think it was in response to my call.
Did President Gorbachev say that he intends to have popular elections, presidential?
No, we didn't go into any details like that.
Did you hope him to work with Mr. Yeltsin?
Well, I think he is working with Mr. Yeltsin.
Does this significantly change the U.S.-Soviet relationship?
I think it's a good day for U.S.-Soviet relationship, because I don't think that the fears that some of us have had about, many people have had actually, about right-wing takeovers will no longer be as extant. They tried and they failed, and democracy prevailed and reform prevailed, and that's what this is all about. I expect the relationship to be, if anything, even better. And you got to wait. They got to sort out some internal problems. But I explained to him, as I've told Yeltsin, that we're ready to talk to the leaders of the republic, and certainly we'll be ready to talk and deal with the president of the Soviet Union itself.
Mr. President, just now on CNN's air, the president of Georgia said that this was all a plot inspired by Gorbachev himself. Now, whether that's true or not, what does that say to the state of the inter-ethnic...
He needs to get a little work done on the kind of statements he's making. That's ridiculous. There's a man who has been also swimming against the tide, it seems to me, a little bit. And I don't want to go overboard on this, but you got to get with it and understand what's happening around the world.
Are you saying that...
To suggest that this President Gorbachev would plot to put the people of the Soviet Union through this kind of trauma and the rest of the world through it just makes absolutely no sense at all. Now, I haven't heard him say that, so I want to hedge it. You've told me he said it. I haven't heard it. So I've got to be very careful I don't react to something that may not be true. I learned that one a long time ago. But if that's what the man said... I would just discount it 100%. So anyway, I got to go to work, Rita.
It's definitely over then. You're confident that the coup leaders are not...
I'm just telling you what I know here. I've not talked to people in Moscow. I did talk to Jim Baker, and he's very upbeat from the contacts he's had. He had a long talk with Yakovlev a few minutes ago, who is confident that it's over. But it's not up to us to decree whether it's over or not. I'm telling you what these various leaders are saying about it. And it's a good day. It's a very good day.
Any word on where the five plotters have turned up?
Well, no, I've read the same rumors you heard. One of them turned up, but I haven't heard about the rest.
Thank you.